And it is time to check in on Orange County government. OrangeCountyNC.gov is the county's website for more information. County Commissioner Penny Rich, the chair of the board, joins us on the phone right now. Thank you so much for being with us. It's been we were in the middle of a really crazy week last week when we talked, and stuff just kept happening after that. So how are you?
I'm all right. I think that WCHL should never let their news director go on vacation again, because right and left, and we started with a hurricane. We had a heavy, heavy news week, and then we ended with an earthquake.
With an earthquake, so, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So Brighton, sorry. You're going to have to stick around forever.
That's why I'm not news director anymore. You leave for 5 seconds, and then all of a sudden, like, oh, man, everything horrible is happening all at once.
I know.
Yeah.
That earthquake was something else, wasn't
right?
it?
Right?
I mean, that was kind of weird, right? It was very, very faint, but I was laying in bed reading my New York
yep.
Times, doing my Sunday morning thing, and all of a sudden I was like, what in the heck is that? And, you know, sure enough. Everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was exactly the same as you, except Facebook instead of the New York Times. And I just felt like a little shiver. And I was like, that feels vaguely like an earthquake. Oh, that's interesting. And then 5 minutes later, I wasn't on Facebook yet. Because then a couple minutes later, I pulled out my phone and got on Facebook. And I think yours was the first message that I saw at the top of my feed saying, was that an earthquake? And then other people like, oh, thank goodness it wasn't me. And I got it this time. Last earthquake I missed, I was in the newsroom and just didn't feel it at all. I felt bad.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. I've been in a number of earthquakes. I don't know why, but I have. And so you kind of know what that feeling is like. And it was, I live right on the railroad tracks, right here in Carborough, mm-hmm. the railroad goes here. So when the train goes by, you can feel that. This is very different. This is like what you were saying. This is like a little bit of a shudder, a little bit of a shake, a little bit of a shimmy there. And it's just very, very different. So, I recognized it right away. But I was thinking to myself, come on, it's Sunday morning. This can't be happening.
So catches up. Actually, before we start talking about county government, we were talking on the phone during the commercial break. You just got done listening to or watching Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. What was the speech like? What was the event like?
Yeah, I mean, Joe sounded alive and full of energy. I think he was finally happy to make his decision for Kamala. And a lot of us didn't realize until we started reading that one of her best friends was his son, Bo. And so they've known each other a very, very long time. Yeah, it was exciting to see the energy between the two of them. Of course, they were social distancing. They wore their masks. They did what leaders do. They set an example. It's exciting. They're upbeat. They talked about how to, really fight for the people. They talked about how they're going to try and get everyone back on track. So I'm encouraged, this will lead to our next conversation, which is voting. And I have been getting a lot of emails in the past week or so about, absentee mail-in votes, about early voting, about Election Day. And so I'd just like to make a few points about that, if that's okay, Aaron.
Yeah, go for it.
We have, you can at any time now request an absentee ballot. And Aaron, you and I pointed that out last week, and you just need to go on the Orange County website, and then you click on it, it'll lead you to the state website, you fill out the form, you can email it in, or you can you do it online, or you could do it through the regular mail. So the question that a lot of residents had was, well, what do we do after we fill that out? Do we put it back in the mailbox now that we see that the postal service is being messed up and played with and trying to make to be a failure. And so folks were asking if there will be drop boxes around the county. And the reply to that is that unlike other states, North Carolina does not allow us to have drop boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually do need to pop it in the mail after you fill it out. And after you get your one witness, you have to pop that in the mail or you can bring it up to the Board of Elections, and you can bring yours and your close relatives. So I'll bring my mom's with me because she's not going out of the house. She's 91. You can do that. You can bring it up to the Board of Elections. You can also deliver it to any early voting site when early voting starts. So instead of waiting in line and getting voting at early voting, you can bring your absentee ballot. They'll have someone there to, you know, sign off on it and put it in, and then you can walk out the door. So that's one of the ways, or two of the ways that you can, three of the ways actually, that you can return your absentee ballot. So let's just be clear. Drop boxes are not legal in the state of North Carolina, according to the General Assembly.
And
so,
keep going.
Well, there were some folks that said that they were on Facebook and social media, and I really urge people to understand facts.
Yeah.
Social media is great, but you and I talked about this a lot. It's a lot of opinion out there. And so, you know, you really need to go and get, real factual information, and you could do that at the Orange County website.
And again, orangecountync.gov is the website. Go there for more information. Board of Elections office is also there on the county website, too. I think we've talked a lot about early voting and absentee voting and voting by mail and how important it is to know the rules and get your absentee ballot as early as possible and get it back. I still am planning on going to the actual polling place and casting my ballot during early voting because I do want to make sure that the number not only that my vote not only gets counted but is reported on election night. That's another concern that I have as well. Like I don't want to see the numbers totaling up one way on election night and then have to wait for weeks and weeks for the actual final numbers to come back. So I think I'm going to be voting during early voting, but it's important to know all of the options that you have.
Yeah, and I think that's really valid. But I also know that there are people that come November that are not going to feel safe doing that.
Right.
I mean, you're a young and vibrant man, and you are, you have no underlying conditions. And I mean, seriously, you're very healthy, right? You put your mask on. You're going to be very careful of what you touch. We're going to have to be really careful at these sites, and so I think we're going to have extra people there spraying things down and washing pens down and, all the things, all the precautions that we're taking now are going to have to be taken during early voting. So it might take a little bit longer to early vote. And we just have to make people aware of that we're doing that for your safety. It's not because anyone's trying to slow down the voting process. I mean, the same thing is going to happen on election day as well, right? There are going to be some people are so superstitious, Aaron. They will only vote on election day.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's their thing. I don't have any I'm not making fun of it. I think that you do what you want to do. But just be aware that it might take a little bit longer. So, allot yourself a little bit more time. I'm hoping that that the public will be woken up enough on November 3rd that we're not going to have to worry about absentee ballots, that we're just going to win straight out on that night. But I think there's a good chance that that you're right. We're going to have everything counted. It's going to take a while. We already know that we have good over a couple of thousand requests in at Orange County for ballots, and that was nowhere near in 2016. So, it's going to be interesting next couple of days. 83 days till election. It's going to be interesting. So, I'm here for the game.
Speaking with County Commissioner Penny Rich again, orangecountync.gov for more information. So the other big thing in the last week, of course, and we did talk about it last week because the letter from the county health director, Quintana Stewart, had already come out when we talked, and you were I don't think the letter from you and the three mayors had officially been released yet, but you were talking about that. But catch us up on UNC's response. I know classes are still going on campus. They've made some adjustments, but the classes are still going on. But that was also one of six recommendations that you and the mayors made in your letter. So what in general has the response been?
Yeah, so we backed the health department and the health director. We backed science and data. We wanted to, we meaning myself and the mayors, we wanted to make sure that we voiced concern to UNC from our residents. And that was what prompted that letter. Since then, the campus has semi-opened, I suppose. It's not fully open. Classes have started, both online and in person. And, good news for us, we now have UNC at the past 2 weeks at the MAC policy group meetings. They've been at the table and have taken questions and responded. There is really nothing new to add to the conversation. There is a dashboard. I don't know if I think Brighton might have put that up on your website, mm-hmm. on the Chapelboro website. So I encourage folks to look at the Chapelboro website, as well as there's a link from Orange County under the COVID page where you can go to the dashboard for UNC. And so the dashboard from UNC is going to tell us how many cases that they have. If they are reporting on a weekly basis, so there might be some lag time. Currently there's, I think, about 189 cases up there. And that
dates back to February. We got a...
yeah.
We had one person like, 189 in one day. It's like, no, it's 189 in 6 months.
No.
Yeah.
When they started tracking. Exactly. Yep. And that's where some of this data you need to be really careful with, right? Because some of the data that you're going to see on that dashboard is not going to be on the dashboard for Orange County, because if students don't have their permanent address in Orange County, then their positive test is going back to the county where they live. And so, you know, those numbers are going to be skewed a little bit, and everybody's going to have to be able to read that with a little bit of a grain of salt. So we do have the information now. What's more important on that dashboard actually is hospital beds, what percentages of hospital beds that are available, also beds in these dorm rooms that are supposed to be for contact people or those that have tested positive. So that information in the lower right-hand corner of that dashboard, I think, is more important than the numbers that might be stumbling up on the top. So nothing new from the university. I mean, they are continuing with their roadmap, which they say is a live document, so it can change. I'm still questioning the off-ramps, and we're not quite getting, what data would create them to go to an off-ramp. And I know they're working hard on this. I don't want to put anyone down. I think this is a difficult situation. We're in the middle of a pandemic. We've never done this before. And they're trying to do their best. But, just keep in mind, we have students that are back here that might not be living on campus, that might not be going to campus because they're taking all online classes. But they're here. You could feel it. You can feel, even though it's not a rah-rah, go Tar Heel Nation, you could feel that the town is a little bit more crowded. There's a little bit more energy. There's, people moving. So we all have to be mindful. We have to give students their space as well. We have to respect their space. I made a comment last week, if you don't need to go to campus, don't do it. Social distancing is still the best way to prevent yourself and others from contracting the virus. There was some pushback on that statement because, well, there are students all around and they go all where we go. And yeah, that's true. But, you're going to go to Trader Joe's, you're going to have to wait online, and they are too. And you're going to have to go in there and wear your mask, and they are too. So, do your best to respect everyone's space. And, I think we all need to figure out how to get through this together and move from our response phase to our recovery stage.
Speaking with County Commissioner Penny Rich, I got to wrap up. Other things going on in Orange County that folks want to know about?
We're not quite into meeting schedule yet, but there is a rezoning that I don't know if you've all been paying attention to. Again, a lot of emails about that, and that's a property that's in Orange County that's just on borders Hillsboro. So I think that's going to be a hot topic coming as we start entering into our meeting phase on September 1st. We're also looking, the mayors and I, to extend our emergency order. We need to do that in order for us to continue to meet virtually. That is one of the reasons. There's a number of reasons why we want to do it, but in order for us to meet virtually, we need to do that. And we know that the board members across the board, all the municipalities and county, are not in favor of coming back to in-person board meetings. So look for that extension. We might hear something about that next week. So maybe next Wednesday we could talk a little bit more about that. But everyone, please be safe. I know it's rough out there. Our kids aren't going back to school, and sports are limited, and hopefully UNC football will not be playing in the fall. They'll be playing in the spring. But let's be kind to one another and mindful that not everybody's in the same situation as you, and they might need a little bit of extra, virtual hugs. So let's do it.
OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on county government. Commissioner Penny Rich, thank you so much.
Awesome, Aaron. See you next week.